A wrongful conviction isn't the only way someone can languish behind bars. When those accused of a crime can't make bail, they remain in jail, often until trial. As part of widespread reforms coming to its courts in 2017, New Jersey is eliminating monetary bail. Pre-trial detention will be reserved for those who pose a danger or flight risk. Details from WHYY's Joe Hernandez.
Jeanette Santiago lives in Voorhees in South Jersey. It's about 15 miles from the Camden House, where last year her life changed forever.
A search warrant was served on my home, which I was not the target, and therefore I was arrested because the home was in my name.
The real struggle started once she got into jail.
I was originally given a $700,000 bail, cash or bond. Within 2 weeks, it went down to $500,000. Then for 17 months, I sat on a $175,000 bail.
In New Jersey, lots of people sit in jail because they can't afford bail. A 2013 analysis found that nearly 40% of people in New Jersey jails were there because they couldn't meet the terms of their bail, even when posting $1,000 or $2,000 would get them out. For Santiago, it was a year and a half before a friend could scrape together enough money to afford a bond that paid off 10% of her bail and got her released.
And then I missed 17 months of my children's lives, you know, birthdays and holidays and everything. You miss a lot. You come home and everything's different. Everything is different.
New reforms coming to New Jersey in January are aiming to change that. Instead of asking for money bail, courts will now start running defendants through a computer program. It assesses the risk of committing another crime or skipping a court date, two of the things bail is supposed to guard against. The algorithm will consider factors like a defendant's age, any prior convictions, and whether that person has failed to appear in court in the past. Then it assigns them a number. A judge will consider that number when deciding whether to release the person on their own recognizance or with some conditions, or keep them in jail. Alexander Shalom with the New Jersey ACLU supports the change. He says money bail never really predicted whether someone would commit another crime or skip a court date.
Those things aren't correlated to wealth. But yet we've had a system so far that has been based only on wealth. We want to keep dangerous people in, let non-dangerous people out, rather than keep poor people in and let rich people out.
The new laws also let judges and prosecutors hold people who they think will pose a danger to society. Previous law said you had to grant bail to most defendants. All the state could do was jack up the cost. But that didn't stop people who were both dangerous and wealthy from getting back onto the street. In addition to overhauling the bail system, the reforms also have a speedy trial component. If a judge decides to hold a defendant in jail, prosecutors have to file an indictment within 3 months and go to trial within 6 months after that. New Jersey is not the first state to reform its pre-trial system, but Insha Rahman says it's unique. She works at the Vera Institute, a New York-based nonprofit that studies criminal justice and incarceration.
For one, because it's really a sort of a full overhaul. Other places such as Kentucky, Colorado, have taken bits and pieces of the reforms.
Rahman says New Jersey's reforms are also noteworthy because almost everybody is on board. Almost everybody.
They shouldn't languish in jail. They should be out, you know, and hopefully being productive members of the community and being back with their families. I 100%, you know, agree. But this is also going to cost some money.
John Donadio runs the New Jersey Association of Counties. Basically, he represents all the freeholder boards that make up county governments across the state. And guess who pays for New Jersey's trial courts? Counties.
We're going to have to hire new sheriff officers, new correction officers, new assistant prosecutors, new investigators, make capital improvements to our court facilities and to some of our jails, purchase new security equipment.
Donadio emphasizes that the association supports bail and trial reform, and he acknowledges that there will be some savings as a result. For example, fewer people in jail means less money spent on detention. But he also estimates that it will cost $1 to $2 million up front to implement the reforms, including paying staff overtime to do weekend detention hearings. And Donadio says that means counties will have to cut other services.
You know, the Meals on Wheels and the transportation services for the aged and disabled are not state-mandated services that we have to provide, like taking care of the court facilities in the county jails.
A complaint Donadio filed with the State Council on Local Mandates is still pending. Eventually, Jeanette Santiago made bail. She got out in October. She pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to possess a controlled substance, her first felony. Her sentence was time served plus probation. Santiago is still paying off her $17,500 bond. She said she would have loved a non-monetary bail option when she was arrested back in 2015.
I wouldn't mind, you know, being home with a bracelet. At least I'm still with my kids, my family. I'd rather do it like that. But they don't give everyone that option.
Come January, that all changes. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.